This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, March 4th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
KUAF is supported by Ben Owen Shelter Insurance Agency, providing auto, home, and life insurance. 582-4990 for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, Davy Carter, the Speaker of Arkansas's House of Representatives, talks to Roby Brock about the continuing process to decide funding for the private option.
And Jim DePriest, a Deputy Attorney General for Arkansas, explains how his office combats potential fraud against seniors.
First, reports from the State Highway Department show roadways plagued by ice across the state. Randy Ort, Public Information Officer for the Highway Department, says he expects conditions to remain poor until temperatures rise above freezing for an extended period, likely today or tomorrow. Ort says unlike some other efforts nationally, Arkansas crews are keeping up with winter.
We have not had any problems replenishing our salt supplies up to this point. It has been a very difficult winter. A storm like this one, you know, salt loses its melting properties once temperatures get down below 22, 23 degrees. So not much salt being used in North Arkansas, not much being used here in Central Arkansas right now. We're having to rely on other chemicals such as calcium chloride and magnesium chloride.
Ort suggests residents to remain home if possible. The Highway Department will have crews working around the clock until at least late tonight.
The winter weather prompted Governor Mike Beebe yesterday to issue three emergency proclamations. The proclamations included one declaring a general state of emergency, one aimed at helping utility crews, and one aimed at helping poultry haulers.
And several trash haulers in the area have delayed or suspended trash services on account of slick roads. Trash and recycling collections in Fayetteville are scheduled to resume tomorrow, while waste management services in Springdale and in Van Buren resume today, operating on a one-day delay. And trash and recycling collections in Bentonville have been suspended until further notice.
The first of two trials for former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Schaffner was set to begin yesterday in a Little Rock federal courtroom, but the winter weather that rolled across the state has delayed jury selection in the trial until tomorrow. She faces 14 counts of bribery and extortion for allegedly taking six payments of $6,000 each from a bond broker. The payments were allegedly in exchange for the broker's company receiving the state's investment business. During her arraignment last fall, Schaffner attempted to plead guilty and acknowledged taking money from the broker, but U.S. District Judge Leon Holmes refused to accept the plea as Schaffner disputed the state's assertion for why she took the money. Gwen Moritz, editor of Arkansas Business, has been following the case and says the refused plea will be a factor.
The fact that she made some admissions like that in open court can be used against her and are going to complicate her defense on that. But I think, they're going to present evidence. We've seen a lot of filings in this case that give an idea of just what the prosecution plans to do and give hints of what the defense plans to do. There was some suggestion that even recordings that are going to be submitted in evidence suggest that Martha really didn't understand a lot of the business transactions that her office was doing.
Given the publicity Schaffner's case has received, it may take a few days to see jurors once jury selection begins. Meanwhile, Schaffner will face a second trial on 10 counts of wire fraud that were filed against her last month for allegedly misspending nearly $10,000 in campaign funds.
The Illinois River Watershed Partnership is holding its annual riparian project this weekend. Lauren Ray is the education outreach coordinator for the Illinois River Watershed Partnership. She says riparian buffers along creeks and streams help water quality because trees' root systems help absorb stormwater runoff and filter pollutants before the runoff can reach the streams.
And so those pollutants are going into the soil and getting scrubbed out by nature rather than going directly into our waterways and flowing downstream and potentially contaminating other water bodies downstream. And the trees also help stabilize our stream banks, so they prevent erosion, preventing a lot of sediment from going into our waterways. They provide shade, which cools the water temperature, and cooler water can hold more oxygen. So that's really good for aquatic wildlife that are relying on these creeks and streams.
Ray says the trees planted during the riparian project will be all native species, mostly a variety of oak and pine trees. She says planting native trees includes a number of benefits for the region.
Native trees are better acclimated to Northwest Arkansas and the extreme climate changes that we have year to year, they're better able to survive and they're more resilient, I suppose, because they're from here. They're used to the weather we have. And our local wildlife, they use native trees as their food sources, their habitat for shade. So we really do like to emphasize using native plants when we do plant.
Ray says over the previous 6 years of the Riparian Project, the Illinois River Watershed Partnership and its partners have planted more than 24,000 trees as riparian buffers in the Illinois River watershed.
Forbes magazine has released its latest list of the world's billionaires. And while Bill Gates tops the list with $76 billion in net worth, four members of the Walton family are accounted for in the top 15. Christy Walton ranks as the world's wealthiest woman at number 9 on the list, with a net worth of $36.7 billion, while Jim Walton, the president of Our Best Bank, ranked 10th with his $34.7 billion. Alice Walton came in at 13 on the list with $34.3 billion in net worth, and Rob Walton, chair of the Walmart Board of Directors, ranked 14th with a net worth of $34.2 billion. Combined, the four Waltons have an aggregate net worth of more than $139 billion. John L. Hunt, co-founder of J.B. Hunt Transport Services, ranked 828th on the list of billionaires with a net worth of $2.1 billion.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 14 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 20 in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly sunny with a 30% chance of rain afternoon tomorrow and highs around 44 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 40% chance of rain early, then a chance of snow with lows from 23 in northwest Arkansas to 29 in the Arkansas River Valley.